You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
Now, every Thursday morning, my producers, my two fabulous producers, James Survivor and Gabrielle Rumble, and I join in a battle of minds and to find the best story in the suburbs. It's called Suburban Trawl, and I haven't made up a theme song, so it's just going to be silent. Good morning.
Good morning.
I need a theme song. We need Suburban Trawl theme song, don't we?
Very easy to produce, though, the silent ones.
Yes, yes. But how exciting is Suburban Trawl? We started with Wanniassa, absolutely found gold. Last week, hidden
nothing
Hawker.
Nothing but gold in Wanni, nothing but gold in Hawker.
Now we're behind the scenes in Barton.
Barton.
Now, when we chose Barton, because there was a bit of discussion on Monday morning when we were praising the rain. Texts came in from Barton saying, nothing to be praising the rain about because we were smashed and still are.
Yeah, they got a bit of secondary damage from the rain after being hit hard by the hail. So some poor Barton residents are really struggling with that. I actually spoke to a Barton resident yesterday. It was the lovely Ken Begg. Now, I don't know if you remember Ken Begg, but I know him as a PR dude from around town, but he was originally a journo. And if you go to Old Parliament House, he's one of the featured journos in that exhibition that they've got at Old Parliament House. Anyway, long-term Canberra resident, lovely fellow. And I talked to him about the hail and how it's all going in Barton.
My name is Ken Begg and I'm a retiree and I live in Barton. And for my sins, I was a journalist.
There is a thriving community in Barton, isn't there?
Increasingly so. If you drive through Barton, you'll not only see the wonderful heritage homes, but you'll see the apartments. A lot of nice people live here.
What's it like living in Barton?
Barton's fantastic because it's close to everything that I value. So I get a taste of heritage, a taste of what it was like, if you like. It's a wonderful location.
A bit tricky to park, though, you'd have to say.
Well, that's the price you pay for living in the inner south, I suppose. That's what's happening to Canberra. That's the great change in Canberra.
Barton was recently the site of a major hailstorm. Is this an epicentre, would you say, of the hail?
Well, I certainly think that Brisbane Avenue cops the brunt of the westerly winds, and the storm that came in really swept and tore down Brisbane Avenue. So, if you like, it was like a perfect storm, like the vortex of the storm. And many of the homes and apartments here now carry the burden of that damage. But if you look at the trees have been shredded. Properties can be fixed. Roofs can be fixed, but the damage to the beautiful trees in this area maybe can't be.
But what would you want people to know about Barton?
Barton is an important part of our history. If you can recall that Petroff letters were dropped in Tilopia Park, this place has a wonderful history, and we, I think, as Canberrans, are now only starting to value and discover the importance of our history.
That was Ken Begg.
And Gab, what a good find, because we got lots of calls. We always ask for people to call up and give us the tip-offs. Got lots of calls saying we should go here and there. But that one was led via a story around the sun moths.
Well, I did go chasing the sun moths, but I didn't manage to get... See, the whole idea of this recording that we do, Lish, is that we go straight after the show. So there's not a lot of lead-in time. And if people aren't available right there and then unfortunately that story doesn't get up. The sun moths, unfortunately, are a story for another day.
I tell you, it's a stronghold and slightly competitive. I'd like people to know that this is competitive. While my two producers, James and Gabby, just think they're going out, I actually take this very seriously and you can award points. One for Gabs, two for James, or three for me, if you like the story better, because I think it needs to be competitive, don't you think, James?
No bribing with zucchinis, because I haven't got any and it's not fair.
Please. I think there looks like some on the roadside, but according to texts, people are getting rid of them, the ones that got away.
Me and Gabs keep all the prizes, so just throw that in there.
Yeah.
If you're awarding points.
Now, who did you find then, James?
Well, a couple of people also texted about the history of the joint that Ken mentioned there. A lot of history in Barton, particularly around the early times of Canberra. Hotel Currajong, a couple of people said, you should go and look into that because there's loads of history there, which of course there is, built in 1926, known as Hostel Number 2. It's where some of the Pollies stayed, chiefly Labour. But by the way, Hostel Number 1 is now what we would call the Hyatt, the Canberra Hyatt. A lot of government politicians lived there during the time that Old Parliament House was being built. And in fact, it's had the Currajong Hotel, as we now know, it had the same architect. Ben Chifley, Labour PM, was one of those. Lived there during his term in office in various roles for about 11 years. Used to walk to Parliament House to work in the morning. Can you imagine that? I've seen a historic picture of him. You know, the old Canberra where it's just a pavement and a lamppost and nothing else.
the sheep.
Yeah, with his Macintosh over his arm and his briefcase and his hat on. Very of the 1920s. But he lived there and he also died there or around there. And so there's a story that goes along with this, which is of spooky in nature. So I met Canberra crypto-naturalist, Tim the Yowie Man, and we creaked up the stairs around the back, and he told me what the story was.
Well, we're just standing outside the room where Ben Chifley, our Prime Minister between 1945 and 1949, lived and ran the country from. But in 1951, he was leader of the opposition. There was a big party on up at Old Parliament House celebrating 50 years of federation in Australia. He wasn't much of a party goer and he wasn't feeling too well. So he stayed back in this very room and was apparently reading Western novels. Well, there's a bit of speculation as to what was going on there with his assistant, but we won't go into that, when suddenly he suffered a fatal heart attack. It's not sure whether he actually died in the room, on the way to hospital, or just as he arrived at hospital. There's conflicting reports. But what I can tell you is that his ghost, ever since then, has been regularly seen in the room. So people that see it are unsuspecting guests that haven't heard the story, or cleaners that are cleaning here for the first time. They'll encounter the ghost of Chifley and he materialises in the form of a grey-suited man pointing towards Old Parliament House. He's sometimes spotted outside the hotel on the lawns by people looking up to the window as well. And it's as if he's standing in the window saying, look, this is where I worked, this is where I ran the country, this was my place, you know, hello. He's not threatening in any way, he's just a friendly ghost.
Mr. Chifley did not present himself to us while we were there, I can report.
With Tim the Yowie Man. Now, I was led to the Centre for Christianity and Culture, which as you drive over the King's Avenue Bridge, it's just there on your left if you're driving south. I met Professor Stephen Pickard and we did a little tour under the guise of visiting the labyrinth, but actually there was something that led us astray while we were there. You will hear it as it's hard to miss.
There's a bagpiper. She's been playing down there for 6-7 years. She decided she found the most congenial space, and we've got 7 hectares here of the Australian Centre for Christianity and Culture, and down in the Bible Garden is the piper, and it's wonderful.
My name's Jane and I live next door, so my husband banished me from playing in the apartments, so I've been playing here for years now. They're very, very kind. They let me play here. It's got a great ambience with the garden. It really is a beautiful space. And it's just got a really nice feel about it.
Was it just your husband or other people as well banishing you?
No, just him. He banished me before I could create a problem. So,
is it a problem to find places to practice for a bagpiper in general?
Yes, you've got to be a bit careful, because people either really love the bagpipes or they really hate the bagpipes. There's not really anything in between. So if you find somebody that hates you, I was playing in a garden in Melbourne, you know, one of the major parks, and this bloke came up and he said, will you ever shut up? I went, oh, well, I've only got another 10 minutes to go.
Does anyone from around here now complain?
I usually get really positive comments.
Because it carries on the wind.
Yeah. I've had people sort of run up to me and say, I've been looking for you for ages. I heard you and I couldn't find you and now I've found you.
There you go. So that was Jane down in the Bible Garden. And the Bible Garden has species from the Bible, all species, figs, grapes, but it was smashed in the hail, absolutely smashed. And, yeah, biblical proportions. So there you have it. Thank you both, James, Gabby.
I love the sound effects. I'm very jealous of both your edits. They were, well, much better. But
Next week.
Go for the sound effects.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you play the bagpipes, call now. And we'll come to your suburb.
How lucky was it to meet Jane? It was just, fortuitous. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That's our Suburban Trawl. Where will we go next week? Who knows?